Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's terrible. I'm like, oh, what are we doing here?
All right, welcome back to another edition of At the Villa. I'm Ron Cook today doing it with Big Al Villanueva. And Al, I got to ask you about a truck called the Rattler. Tell me about it. I heard you didn't want to give it up.
Yes.
And they wouldn't let it off of the lot, and you had to get a new one. Tell me about that.
What a beautiful story. So, long story short, I come to the United States in 2006. I realized that everybody at West Point, you know, one of the most conservative schools in the United States, loves country music, camouflage apparel, tobacco products, and pickup trucks. So I was able to check all the boxes to fit in, you know, as easy as possible, but I needed a truck. It just so happened that was 2009 when I was allowed to buy a vehicle, and it was coming off the financial crisis in New York City. Gas prices were $5 a gallon, and obviously nobody had money. People were jumping out of buildings because they were losing their jobs. So I found a Ford F-150 in New York City. It was 2 years old with 20,000 miles on it for $15,000. And it was an amazing deal. I mean, I got my driver's license on a Tuesday, went to New York City, picked it up on a Wednesday, drove back. You know, what was supposed to be an hour drive, took 6.5 hours. Had to hide the truck somewhere around West Point for another 6 months until I could legally have a car.
You weren't allowed to have one because you still...
Yeah, you're not allowed to have a car at West Point until your second semester after spring break. Junior year. So junior year after spring break, you're allowed to bring a car. So I had this car, legendary car, awesome. You know, I had one of my teammates borrowed it, got in a car accident, you know, told me he hooked me up, gave me chrome rims. So I had a Ford F-150 with chrome rims, camel seat covers, and always listened to Spanish music. Think about the identity crisis that I was suffering at the time. So I drove this car for many, many years. Asked my buddy when I was up in Fort Drum to please put it in storage, you know, when I was going to be gone for 13 months in Afghanistan. We're talking about Canada. I was living in the border of Canada in Watertown, New York. Forgot to put it in storage. So it sat underneath 1,500 pounds of snow the whole year. So then once I started driving it again, it was nothing but issues for the years to come. The problem was the manifold. We had leaky manifolds, and I think, you know, if any listeners understand about the 2007 F-150, they know that it has problems with the manifold, so it would rattle everywhere it went. It looked brand new. I mean, it looked nice because it had the chrome tires from my teammate who crashed it in New York City watching a Yankees game, and the awesome camel seat covers and all that stuff, but it just made this horrible sound. Got on an accident with it when I was in New York City, and they had to replace the panels, so they had, you know, different color panels on both sides.
And you wouldn't give it up.
I wouldn't give it up. It was awesome. Also, I was towing my boat, and they, you know, I forgot to close the hitch, and so I did have the two chains on it. And then when the hitch came out, it poked three holes in the tailgate. So it was three holes in the tailgate that were duct tape. I had a 78 on Gorilla tape as well, offset collar. Side panels, two leaky manifolds, but still had chrome wheels. When I got to Savannah, Georgia, they stole my truck for 21 days. I was finding this awesome vehicle, and you know, they find it on day 20. I was driving around Savannah with a gun in my car looking for this thing. I was so desperate.
You were upset.
I was super upset. They ended up finding it on bricks. And then when they dragged it off the bricks, they scraped the gas tank and they scraped everything underneath. The appraiser came from USAA and they said, you know what, it is not total yet. We're going to write you a check for $12,000. Took it to the shop and the man told me that he could shimmy the rotator disc. You could do this thing, you know, for about $150. So I pocketed the rest of the money and I used that money to buy my wife the engagement ring. I did call USA millions of times and ask them if the money was excess, but apparently that's all they needed. They put it in a drive. They took the gas out of my gas tank as well with the drill. So they just put a screw and a washer, and the truck functioned for another 4 years.
Why'd you get rid of it?
I got rid of it because I went to get my inspection, my stickers. And the man from Midas, who was a great friend of mine, he said, "Listen, Al, you know I love you. You know I will do anything for you. You know, I could give you stickers if you want, man. But, like, this is in bad shape. You know, we talk about 280,000 miles, very rusty. The paint and the aluminum on the side have been corroded. So there was you were looking at the road as you were driving. You know, so it was. I mean, it was an unbelievable. It had, still had the auxiliary cord on top of the dashboard. You know,
so it hurt to give it back, give it up. And I've been told that you like to go with a bare minimum. You don't like to be a rich guy. You can do without the nicest stuff. Did it hurt you to get a new one?
It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. I did get another used car. They gave me $200 for the car. They told me that they sell these things in West Virginia like it's candy. But I still miss it. I'll send you some photos so you can show. But it was definitely the most painful moment that I've had since I've been in Pittsburgh.
Well, you got your wife a ring out of it, though.
I got my wife a ring out of it, which is now, you know, she now obviously, maybe she, you know, she looks at it now like it's nothing. But to me, I mean, that's
a lot went into that ring.
That was 20 days of walking around, you know, Savannah, Georgia, looking for my car, finding it with, you know, the police went through all the fingerprints, you know, so it's still, even when I gave it up, it still had all the fingerprints, powder all around it, horrible smell. I mean, you see, the thing that they were doing in the other guys, you know, all these homeless people were just going in my car and having orgies, whatever they were doing in there. That's what happened to my baby, you know, and that was even more reason to love this car.
What do you drive now?
So then I went to the dealership and I said, "All right, just give me whatever the cheapest, you know, four-door pickup truck that you guys have." Wrestled over the price for about, you know, 2.5-3 hours until the gentleman came out and said, "Listen, I know you're Avalon Weber and I know how much you're making. And if we're going to sit here and fight over $300, then, you know."
You're that kind.
I was that guy. It made me feel terrible. I feel like they always playing the game on me. But ended up being a great deal. Still drive it. Feels like an old man truck. You know what I mean?
But it won't be like the first one.
It just won't be like the first one. And I'm, you know, hopefully, can you imagine if somebody from West Virginia is looking at this truck and they're like, you know what, this does have off-color side panels and three holes in the tailgate and chrome wheels and camel seat covers, and it does smell like a little bit like, you know, somebody was doing illegal drugs in here, and, you know, I would pay a lot of money for that back.
Al?
Full price.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Ron.
That's a good story.
I'll send you the pictures.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.